Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yo, we back up in this thing. SSID House Calls. It's your boy Van. I'm here with my boy Burns. Say what's up, Burns.
Yo, what's good? What's good? I'm
back in the building, and today we got on a very, very special guest, man.
One of the long funniest, time coming.
Long time coming. He bared with us. We had some shit we had to work out, man. But we finally got to happen. One of the funniest niggas I know. One of the best podcasters out I know. My son Donnie, man. Make some noise for my son Donnie, man.
What's good, Donnie?
Oh, I got the bomb. Yo,
you got the
yo, being on the other side of a fucking bomb drop is the best.
That's euphoric, right? Like, it feel like
OD.
They got a little dopamine rush. Yeah.
OD, bro.
Feel like watching Throw About to Drop again.
Type shit. Put your hands in that cash register.
That money is now your money.
Nah, for real. How you doing, Donnie? How you feeling, bro?
I'm chilling, man. I'm here. I was we speaking off air, but I said I got home from work, and you know that tired me. You just got off of work.
Yeah, no,
it's different, man. Especially niggas getting up there now. I be telling niggas all the time, nigga, when you almost 30, nigga?
Bro, I am 30.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know.
Bro.
I'm on my way. I'll be there.
30's, so. 30's that mark where you just start feeling the pains in your joints and shit.
Listen,
you thought you was fit. You thought you was fit for work. You mentally and physically drained by 30.
I just recorded an episode for my podcast, right? And
Hold on. Shout out your podcast, my boy.
Go listen to that podcast. You know, Donnie's failed attempts at a podcast.
Right.
You gotta say it. You gotta say it just like that, cause there's an ellipses in between that.
It's like a charcoal quest. You say the whole thing.
Donnie's failed attempts at a podcast.
But yeah, what were you saying?
I was saying, I recorded an episode and I said when I turned 30, I was thinking like, oh shit, about to be sweet. You know, I got a better sense of life now. Like, you know, life. I look at life completely different. But
yeah.
When I tell y'all, 30 hit so fucking different.
No, for real.
My birthday was in January. My birthday's January 9th.
It's clap it up. Happy belated.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate
Big
it.
Big 30.
But when I tell you, like, I get the march and it's like I feel pain in joints I never knew I had.
Everything different.
And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like,
bro.
Is this what getting old feels like? Is this what you're talking about in Kids Man. Next Door?
No, for real. That's what they want us about. When it start raining, your shit start hurting now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Especially for me, because I got this day, I had a knee injury from young. So it's like, God damn.
That shit start sizzling when it start raining.
Oh my God. Forget about it.
Nah, I feel you, man. It be like that, man.
Oh boy, joints be hurting with palletizing them boxes.
Listen, we not even gonna talk about hashtag they or them. Not to get it confused with what they call it, the how you identify. No,
yeah.
Not get it confused with that.
Not with the pronoun warriors, man. But.
Work.
Nah,
you can't fool the real nigga. You can only fool them.
Nah, for real though, man. But be happy to have you on, Donnie. And we're gonna start this off like we do every episode. What are you feeling right now? What are you not feeling, man?
I'm feeling the current state of sneaker resale, right?
We in a golden age, low key.
Bring that shit, man. Bring it back.
Listen, bro.
Retail days.
It's easier to cop shoes now that you want.
Word.
Like, and these little niggas don't want these retro shits that came out that we was fiending for.
They don't give a fuck, bro.
When I tell you, when them playoff 13s and 12s drop, and I told niggas, I said, I need two pairs. I don't care what y'all talking about, the resale value and all that.
Yeah.
I said, bro, I got my two pairs. I said, fuck y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. They said, these shoes is whack. Because where I work with a bunch of young niggas. Yeah. They were like, these shoes is whack. Oh, what are you doing?
They don't know, though. They don't know.
You can stick with your little off-whites. And
they want the reverse swoosh.
Yeah, you want to try.
They want the patched up sneakers. Yeah.
You wasn't outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. The highlighter dunks. You know, sleep, they want all that.
Sleep on the playoff eights when they come out, please. Sleep on those.
Niggas gonna wake up on that. Like they woke up on them damn Chicago. Some niggas woke up on them.
Yeah. Yeah, because they was like, oh, it looked vintage. Yeah, I want
type
that.
Type shit, man.
I want that.
But now, me as a non-sneaker nigga, like, mm-hmm. I recently got into like buying sneakers and shit. Like buying shit now is so easy, man. Like I be getting everything. It don't even be that high.
Yeah.
Resale might be like $20 more, you know what I mean? Like shit, I got that shit.
He said, I got that.
You know what I mean? I ain't gotta worry about waking up on Saturdays no more.
Yeah, it's weird what's going on now. That ass.
Waking up on Saturdays is still a thing because it's like you got the sneakers app and people still want them sneakers off the sneakers app. But even then,
you can walk in the store a lot now. And I'll be walking in, I'll be seeing the Snipes, the Foot Lockers, the shelves, JD Sports, and I'll be seeing them shelves. They got them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They be selling out on the app, but when you walk in the store, they there. The niggas just be lazy. They be too lazy to leave the crib. They want shit just delivered to them. Like it's the pandemic again. You feel me?
So. That's how you start making them connects too.
Yeah. We're back in them stores. Yeah.
Like, yo, man, hold it down. Remember them days? Yo, nigga, hold down the size.
Yeah. Yo, I'm gonna be here on lunch. I work when I'm on my break. Come through and cop this shit.
I know the Saturday drop is happening, but I work. So I get off at 3. I know you hold that down. I'm gonna beat it.
I'll throw you an extra 50.
Yeah, little niggas don't know about the hand-to-hand sale days.
Yeah.
The extra 50 on top is crazy. But you gotta tip the person holding it.
You do. Because that only helps you in the future. Blood. You online, you probably like 30th online. All of a sudden, he see you at the door, he give you that little wave. You cut through everybody. Or you know your shit secure. You just wait, you know, let the line, you know, get smaller and smaller, and then you get your shit later.
But you got to do the thing where it's like, you just got to walk in. Like, you got to text your
You just be walking in
the door and just be like, yo, if you at the door, I'm going to
ask. That's OD, though.
Niggas going to kill you as soon as you get
out. I used to see that a lot, though. I'd be online. I'm probably like 10th online, whatever, top 20 online, whatever. And you just see like 3-4 niggas just walk straight in, get their shit.
Sick. Niggas,
but that's, I ain't gonna lie, I'd rather that than them tell you, yo, everything sold out, and all of a sudden you just see like 3 niggas coming right after you. You still chilling outside the store, like, you know, just talking, whatever, trying to see if you can cop off somebody, and you just see three, four niggas come out the store right after they said it was sold out with pairs. You're like, oh, I thought they was sold out.
Right.
That's the worst.
That's real haters. That's real hater shit.
Like, that's the worst haters. Feeling.
Yeah, that's real pain right there. my favorite plug is the one that tell you, like, yo, man, you might have your size left, man. If you get down here right now, nigga.
Yeah, word.
Telling me you might have my size, just tell me you don't have it. At that
type
point.
Type shit.
You got to tell me you got it or not.
Yeah.
Nigga might be holding it for a phone order. You know how that go. Yeah.
They be having it, though. I think they just say might because they just trying to get it off, but... Cause I feel like if they really didn't have, they'd be like, "Yeah, we don't got the pair, bro. We don't got your size." But right. You know, they might depend on how far I am. You feel me? Like, If I'm close to, if I'm on Broadway and I'm, you know, I'm close to that Foot Locker by Howard. Oh, is that Foot Locker still? Yeah, I'm close to Foot Locker right there by Stadium. Yeah, you feel me? I might, you know.
Facts, facts, man. But nah, man. Shout out to all the sneaker plugs, man.
That's a real fact. Best of luck to the resellers out there, you know, including me that sell from time to time.
You a fake reseller, bro.
I am. I will be that. That means I don't got to deal with all the bullshit they be dealing with.
No, I respect because Burns might sell one or two things, but he keeping all that shit.
The price is right.
Because, like, I remember, I never forget, we was on FaceTime, like, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Like Burns is just like, yeah, son, I got all the shit. I don't really want it. I'm like, bro, show me what you got. This nigga got collabs from years ago. He's just like, yeah, this is in here. I just got the Burberry Supreme collab just because, like,
You had a Burberry Supreme collab.
Yeah, I still the hoodie right in front of me. I never opened the shit. I'm looking right at it.
You had the True Religion joint, the Supreme True. Like, just sitting, bro. Like, just sitting. Look at this.
For all y'all
that can't see, I'm holding it.
He ain't even opened it yet.
Plastic.
Yeah. Still, bro. I know y'all can hear it, though. Y'all can hear the crumbling. You feel me? So, yeah.
But think about tags. It. Donnie, he got this times 20. Like, my other shit. Like.
Oh, yo, let me borrow a couple dollars till tomorrow.
For real, though. My son Burns be tapped in, man. But
What you not feeling, Donnie? What you not feeling?
Yeah, what you not feeling?
I was going to say, because I'm a heavy gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say the current state of video games. But a lot of good games is coming out.
Oh, it's a good year for video games.
Yeah,
bro.
A lot of all good right. games is coming out. The Harry Potter game is out.
I heard that shit.
2K23 coming out.
Yep.
Street Fighter, Tekken.
All kinds of shit. Mortal Kombat, end of the year, nigga.
Yeah,
so.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah, it's a lot of good games. They just announced the new Dragon Ball Z game.
Dragon Ball Z. They're making Tenkaichi. Yeah.
It's a lot of good games coming out. So I was going to say that. But it's something that struck me today that somebody at my job did today. So I wear glasses, right?
Right.
Prescription mm-hmm. and all that. Like, I cannot see far distances.
We know.
But, just like
we know.
But somebody came to work today and they had on glasses. So I said, yo, let me see your glasses. You know, the typical glasses swap. Oh, let me see how bad your eyesight is. Mm-hmm. I could see like regular with like how I see without my glasses on with those glasses on. So I asked the person, I said, yo, are your glasses prescribed? Uh-huh. Oh, nah, I just wear these for fashion. What?
Niggas lying. Oh, somebody lying.
Why you got these glasses?
Prescription glasses for fashion? Oh my
God. Yo, people like me need those glasses. Why you got them on for fashion? It's not like we're not trying to be Russell Westbrook looking like a Ninja Turtle out here. There was a time and a place for that.
No, for real. Like, niggas really out here can't see. You just throwing it on because of whatever, nigga. Like,
yo.
That's not the right bop.
He ain't deemed it.
Yeah, you ain't certified. You ain't four-eyed certified.
Gang, bro.
Nah.
Yo.
Take your 2020s. That's funny. Take your 2020s and go somewhere with all that.
Nah, that's crazy, man. But it'd be like that. As a fellow glass wearing nigga, man, I get it, man. You know what I mean?
Shout out to all y'all who wear glasses, man.
I got to. I can't do the contacts. I'm too pussy for them. I can't do it, bro. You know what I mean? Some niggas can get that off, but not me.
Evan be the type to push his eye further back and back.
Like, now I'm really blind. You know what I mean?
Everybody suggests contacts, but it's like, I don't have a problem with actually like touching my eye because when like my eyelashes get in my eye, I sit there.
You gotta do that. Yeah.
But like, I really don't have the patience because I might fuck around and fall asleep with type the contacts shit. In, and then it's like, all right, my eye hurt now because I done did this.
Facts. I watched a lady on a TV show. She like had like 26 pairs of contacts behind her eyes, bro.
What?
It was just getting them out of her eyes. Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I can't fuck with that. Like, even when she get in my eye, I hit them with the eye drops, nigga. I clear out some shit out in a second, nigga.
That lady could still see?
Yeah, she could still see, man. But all that shit was resting behind her eyes. You gotta see. I'll send you the video, man. That shit's great.
Nah, that's nuts.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Yeah, I can't do contacts, man. Burns, what you feeling, not feeling?
Okay. What I'm feeling. I'm feeling this iPhone I just got. You feel me? New phone.
Ooh, hold on.
Yeah, about time. About time. Welcome to the future. About time. Yeah, 14 Pro Max. 14 Pro Max. Yeah. We doing it big. You feel me? 512. Almost got the terabyte, but yeah, right? 512.
You got money.
Yeah, 512 space gray. You feel me? Shout out to Apple.
Yeah, shout out to Apple.
You feel me? A long time coming, you know? It's crazy because... Mm-hmm. I thought I was supposed to upgrade. I thought I could have upgraded like October, November, bro. I wasn't supposed to upgrade till this October, November coming up.
Oh,
but
damn.
But I paid off. I just paid it off. I just paid off the rest, and then I just traded my phone.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, because I couldn't.
You paid off that phone. You went and got a new one.
Yep, the same day. Well, the next day. Yeah, because what happened, Donnie? I had a 12 Pro Max, and one of the lens broke, and it's the lens that you could take regular photos with. It was like, it wasn't the half zoom, and it wasn't the 2x zoom or whatever. It was the regular one time. Yeah. So anytime I had to take clear pictures, I had to take that shit in a half zoom, or I had to zoom in like 2x. So I got tired of that. Yeah. Or I would tell people like, yo, use your phone and then send it to me.
Yeah.
Cause I broke the lens I actually need to take regular pictures, so I just got too. I got tired of it for like four. I went almost 6 months with that shit. So I finally got this.
Hold up.
So you
do. So when Apple upgrade their phones, right? Is there any difference besides the camera?
These days, no, not really.
It's probably not. Camera. I mean, they got They got this new island thing on the phone that they talking about. So now, like, you could.
What, it let you know when you on an island or some shit?
Nah, it's some type of island feature now. So when you swipe away stuff, it's at the top of your screen. It's not like, I don't know, it's not at the side or in the corner or whatever. Like when you listen to music when you're on the phone, you can see your full screen.
It's got a little bar above that,
you know.
Because I just got the 14 too, and it's like, all right, I see the bar you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this shit look weird as fuck.
I ain't gonna lie, like, I agree when people say like it ain't much changed, but then when I be watching these videos, they do be adding a lot of features, but people don't notice it because people just use the phone like a regular phone. Nobody really tries to go really tap into their phone like that, because not like no tech nerd, you feel me? You just try and make calls, FaceTime, send photos, listen to music. But I'm sure there's features that we don't even know about that's on this shit that we don't use.
Yeah, you know, TikTok be helping me find all them shits. I be on TikTok and shit about the iPhone, all kind of shit.
Yeah,
TikTok. Craziest app right now, bro. Like, I be on TikTok for hours, nigga, scrolling.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get you.
China got me, bro.
They got you.
Chinese right. Got something to do with
that. That's probably gonna be the only app that if they were to charge you either monthly or yearly to use their app,
I would do it. Yeah.
Nah. Yep.
I'm frugal. Nope.
All right.
I'm frugal though.
So you gonna delete it? You gonna delete if they charge you like $3 a month?
I'm not gonna delete it, but if they got them free ads, trust me, bro.
You just gonna walk through the free ads.
Nah, I'm real. Paying for TikTok would just be like paying for another streaming service, low key, because.
I don't even pay for most streaming services. I ain't even got Netflix.
This nigga trapping.
Yeah. remember when niggas had the black box?
Oh,
that's Donnie.
All I got is
the streaming.
The only streaming service I got is Peacock and Crunchyroll.
Well, Donnie got Plex.
Those are essentials though, low key. You got your wrestling, you got your anime, so
I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, you good. You got your key shits, yeah.
What's next? You asked me, yo, did you see such and such on Netflix? What is
like, no.
Did you see something on Hulu? What is Hulu?
Donnie, your grandpa.
You Paramount Plus? I don't know what that is.
Donnie really living wild because he ain't even got HBO. I respect it, bro.
I ain't even got HBO Max. They'd be like, yo, what you watching on Disney Plus? You watching the new Loki, the Loki show? I don't even know what Loki is.
Nigga said, who was that?
Loki, I got a link.
I know who Loki is, but I don't know what's happening.
I'm just saying, like, you're like, what the fuck?
I might have a, I might have a site for you, Donnie, that you can watch stuff from, because at work, on the I think it's the Fire Stick we got at work, guys got a link that they be watching. A lot of movies that come out or TV shows. We still got the apps like the Netflix and Hulu and HBO connected to the Fire Stick, but they be going on this site sometimes that show up movies that just came out. If you wait like a day or two, it'll probably be in HD and even shows. So I'll figure out the name and then I'll send it to you.
I need that.
Speaking of this, have you niggas heard about that Omni and the Hellcat nigga, man, going to jail for 5 years for this similar kind of
shit?
Yeah,
I heard about that. But this, I heard about what he was doing like a year ago. I didn't know he finally got.
Yeah, so he been in court fighting the government and shit. Nigga stole like, they said the nigga made like $34 million stealing niggas' cable and selling it to other niggas. So. So
that's crazy.
First they were going to give him 500 years. Then they were going to give him 27. Now he's down to 5.5. So.
Wait. You could get sentenced to 500 years in jail?
Yeah.
You might as well give me
500 years is crazy, though.
Give me the deathbed.
Nigga said even if you die and come back to life, son.
Like, just kill me.
500 years is crazy, though. There's people that did worse and got like 150 years. This man get 500 years?
It was going to give him 500, but they got it down to 5.5, man.
Five and a half years? He'll be back doing the same shit. Talking about 500.
I'm sure some telling was done in between that.
Ain't no way. So, so let's say I got life in jail. I never understood this concept. If I got life in jail, right? Mm-hmm. And I just outright DeMar Hamlin on the field.
Right.
Well, in the jail cell, and I come back to life. I'm good then, right?
That happened before. So a nigga, that happened to an inmate. The nigga died, and then came back to life. He was like, "I'm good then. I did my time." Like they was like, "No, nigga."
Oh my god!
You gotta really be finito out here before you can. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Get off. Yeah, but no, I thought that would have been the workaround too, man. But this Omni nigga is cooked, man. Like nigga had to give back all his cars and house and all that shit he had on. Cause he used to be real popular on YouTube, just showing off how rich a nigga was, you know. But he's cooked now.
I didn't even know what service he provided, but now you're talking about cable. That's crazy.
He was selling niggas cable, like legit, like black box, but they nigga about nationwide. A nigga just one nigga trapping that out to you. Yeah.
He must be caking.
He's cooked on that, and he still gotta fight Nike too. He got this Nike lawsuit because he was selling fake sneakers too.
Oh, it's
for cool Kai bullshit.
Yeah, pack him up, pack watch.
He had the Omni ones, nigga.
Oh my god, he on that cool Kai time.
Yeah, man. How do you feel about those kind of sneakers, like the cool Kai shits, man? And be honest, I mean, like, this is a safe space.
I'll let Donnie go first.
It's trash, bro.
Yeah, it's trash. I feel you. I'm with you.
It's like you could. It's so many ways to make your own shit. But like when you got the literal Jordan 1, and you just put the Thunderbolt on it. It's like, come on,
bro. Right.
Come on, bro. And then he putting out these bozo statements like, oh, I'm still putting out my new shoe tomorrow. Nike just going to get more money back from you at the end of the day, bro.
You just delaying the inevitable at this point. Like,
Just take your L and move on, bro.
Yeah. And then he tried to say they stole his colorways and shit, which might be true. Like, we've seen, be honestly with Nike, we've seen a lot of colorways that used to be bootlegs on the Ave. Actually, our official colorways now, so that might be true, but still, bro, you stole their whole silhouette, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, for me, I respect the hustle, right? But other than that, I agree with Donnie, like, it shit is trash to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like, you could have did your own shit, man.
And honestly, to be honest, if I do, like, y'all say the colorways, some of the colorways be cool. They might be, but I feel like even if Jordan Brand was to drop them, they wouldn't be as popping either way. Because Jordan Brand be coming out with shit, and them shit still be sitting.
Yeah.
Like, they look like, them colorways look like it's for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I think it's kind of weird with the Jordans and shit, because, like, I always hear women complaining about, like, yo, bro, we don't want no fucking pink sneakers, nigga, like, enough, like, you know what I'm saying? I hear Michaela say that a lot. Shout out to Michaela. She says, like, yo, man,
shout out to Michaela.
I ain't trying to deal with these pink ass sneakers, nigga. Like, damn, like, can't get some regular colorways, but it'd be weird.
One thing, like Burn said, you respect the grind. I respect the grind.
Yeah.
Once you get caught and you they just be like, all right, we about to serve you this L.
Yeah. Because you know you're gonna lose. It's Nike. Right. Bape couldn't even last they couldn't get Bape for about 20 plus years, so that's different.
They putting up a fight though. They kind of
it's something different. I think it's the outsole. I think it's the Bapesters outsole. That's the reason why they can't catch them, because it's a little different than the Air Force One. It's something with the design, and I think it's the outsole. But I don't know. I don't know too much. I read a little bit. I don't remember too much, but
also that's why they pulled out emails showing that Nike was trying to work with Bape. So they was like, "Bro, how you going to sue us? And you tried to work with us? So obviously you must be cool with it, you know?"
Yeah.
But hey, man, we gonna see with them niggas, man. But yo, speaking of bum ass sneakers, what do you guys think is the greatest fake sneaker ever? Like, like a fake sneaker you just seen SpongeBob all around the city.
SpongeBob Dub Zeros. Stop playing with me.
It was a video on TikTok of a black homie, and he was like, I remember you used to wear them fake the fake mics.
I ain't forget
the fake mics. Yo, I was thinking of that.
Yo, the Dub Zeros were so widespread, like, throughout New York, nigga. I really thought they were a real colorway for a little bit. I was like, damn, when they come out with these?
Niggas
was really rocking. I seen a lot of niggas in them Jones, bro.
I had Dub Zeros. I definitely had them. Fuck it. I'm going to say I had Dub Zeros.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I had a pair.
I had
Dub Zeros, but I also had actual Jordans too. But I was in sixth grade, and I thought they was cool. And it was my birthday. I think there was a late summer release. Mm-hmm. So around my birthday, I copped them.
Yeah, there was definitely like a back to school kind of thing. Like,
yeah, I think they came in late August, and I went and got them.
I remember my cousin had the Dub Zeros. He had that aqua colorway.
Oh, okay, the blue shits. Aqua
colorway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had the red, the Chicago looking, basically the fire red, like the fours. They look like the fours.
The closest thing to the Dub Zero I had though was the Spizikes.
Yeah, Spizikes. Spizikes was hard though for a minute.
People was rocking Spizikes. That was the closest thing I had.
Listen, all you new sneakerheads, man, we putting y'all on game. Yeah, a lot of y'all don't know what a Dub Zero or Spizike is.
Word.
I probably don't even know what a fucking Jordan 14 is.
facts.
I think they bringing back them Laneys.
I want those to sit. I want those to sit because I'm gonna get.
Yeah,
the Laneys is hard. That's like one of the best 14 colorways outside. Like the
I'm gonna show y'all real quick.
Oh yeah, that's hard.
Powder blue nines. Spring of next year.
I need the cool grays.
It's a Discord group I'm in.
I need the cool grays to drop, Jordan. If you listen,
and then we getting these.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh yeah, those are hard.
You know the reimagine, but you know how that go.
Shout out to the reimagine threes, man.
Yeah, I got them. Yeah,
that's a good pair. That's a good pair.
That's a good pair, man.
Yeah.
I'm mad. I beat up my 88 Jones. Dropped like 5 years. I had them Jones too.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get Evan a pair, man. I'm gonna try and help him get a pair, man, so he have it love. just in case he wanna change fits at the function. My boy got two fits for the function.
Yeah, that's on my Sweet 16 shit. Niggas, I had my interest fit, my party fit. That's great, man.
Shit.
I think what is Six Rings. Niggas was on Six Rings for a minute too. I remember.
Oh, I had a pair.
Yeah, shout out to the Kilo K boys and girls. They definitely had the Six Rings, man.
I ain't no Kilo K, but I'm 100% nigga, and I had
And we talked about. I think we talked about this before, but on the podcast, niggas had them Starberries for like a week.
I never had Starberries, but I do. I never had Dada's either, but I remember them shit. And they had. They was wearing them.
Summer.
They was
one
wearing
summer.
Them.
Yo, I got a funny story about them Starberries, boy.
Yo,
freshman year in high school, right? Everybody.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Getting their friend groups and all that, you know, we still linking up, trying to figure out who's who. Right. So it was this one kid. It was first period social studies class. He came late to class.
Right.
And he had the Knicks colorway strawberries, right?
Hard.
But he stepped in the door and said, yo, lady, the teacher halfway through the lesson already. He came in late, stepped through the door, stomped his feet mad loud, and said, everyone, look at my new sneakers.
Oh my God.
And when I tell
that
you
nigga
the
got
whole,
boiled.
Yo, when I tell you the whole class stopped and you could hear a pin drop. Because people stood up to look at him to see like if he had some heat on, and we saw the strawberry, we saw the logo with the three, and I was like,
"Yo,
I know." Roasted that man so hard.
It lasted all 4 years of high school.
When I tell you,
first day of school, yo,
never saw those shoes again. Yeah. Never saw those shoes again after
he
that
He made it too hot on himself.
Yeah, he did.
Never saw those shoes again.
Everyone look at my new shoe.
Bro, I word of mother, he said that.
I would have been sick. Like, come on, big man. What are we doing?
Oh, man.
Nah, shout out to the strawberries. The strawberries are hot for like a week. You know what I mean? The niggas woke up and was like, yeah, these boots.
It was an affordable shoe, though.
Word, facts.
Even
facts.
When they were out of style, they definitely.
I'd rather him wear and ones though. I would rather him pull up an and. No, I ain't gonna lie. That is something. It's March Madness too. Soon we should do a bracket of the hottest, ugliest sneakers.
The T-Max went in.
This weekend we making a bracket with the images and everything, and we gonna upload it. So everybody Evan uploaded on Twitter so everybody could either print it out and they can do their own bracket and then they going to post it and we got retweet it and we going to see.
No, for real.
And we going to take a vote on
100% cuz that's
crazy. Oh, that is crazy.
What's the worst shoes you guys ever worn?
Nike, I think there was the Nike Baltoro boots or some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all probably never even heard of it, but y'all probably seen it. I'm gonna show you. I got a picture. Hold on.
Oh my god.
The worst shoe I ever worn.
I ain't even. I didn't even know niggas wore them Johns. That was like, I only see them in like stores and shit. Like,
yo, I had, let me see if I can find the exact colorway I had, yo.
Remember them, it was a pair of LeBron soldiers, right? The high joints, the real high joints.
Nah, with
the
niggas straps, out there, military boots.
With the two straps. I thought I was guarding those. I wore those somewhere, and I was just like, I regret wearing these shoes.
How? Burns your wildin' with them.
I had these in eighth grade or ninth grade, bro. This is when athlete's foot was still around.
That's a nasty shoe burn.
Those are Scooby Doo's, by the way.
Just so y'all know.
I gotta pull up these LeBron soldiers.
If anything, when he posts this episode on Twitter, man, I'm gonna make sure you send this image so y'all know what shoe I'm talking about.
Got
these for 40. That's probably exactly how much I paid too.
I had these joints.
They not ugly though. Those are hard because I play ball in those. I like they was not ugly, Donnie.
You can't wear them with Sharklees jeans,
was worse than those, bro.
I wore those with jeans though, bro.
We was always wearing jeans.
No, burn. That's nasty.
It was jeans or cargos, the army fatigues.
Burns. It was a point in time where I had a fashion crisis where I did not know where I was going. So imagine those with like some skinny jeans, bro.
What's up? Was at a crossroads.
I was wilding. I was out here wilding.
Caught him in the lifey era.
Yeah, he had the new boy with the Levi's. Your jerk jeans on with the LeBron soldiers.
You're a jerk. I was out here.
Nah, you're a real jerk for wearing them shits.
Oh my god! But those shoes was probably the ugliest ones I ever bought.
Oh man, that's rough, man. I don't even want to say my shit is. Oh my god, nigga. So shout out to my mom. I love her. I couldn't get these Air Forces that sold out. There was like some baby blue Air Forces, like white and blue. So she came back, was like, "Yo, I got you an alternative." I'm like, "Alternative? You know, when you hear that, you like, oh, some bullshit incoming."
Mm-hmm.
She came in, and I seen the box, and that shit said K-Swiss.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie, the K-Swiss was cool.
But white and patent leather, white and blue, baby blue and green.
Oh my god!
Damn bad,
but you know that's mom. So you
got it's about that counts. You gotta respect. You gotta wear it one time.
Nigga, I went to school, bro. I didn't even make it to lunch before niggas was just circling up.
You was deep fried and sautéed out that motherfucker.
they got me out of here because I was the young dro era. So I had the polo on with the plaid shorts.
Just wore slides the rest of the day.
I had to swap it out. I put on my gym shoes, bro, because I was I'm not about to spark me.
To swap it out.
Shout outs to moms. Shout outs to women. Happy International Women's Day.
Word.
Shout out to all the women worldwide, man.
Shout out to y'all.
We love y'all.
Got nothing but love for y'all, man. But yeah, that was my worst one right there.
K-Swiss,
man.
She said I got an alternative. That is different than an alternative. That's a whole different brand, different.
Brother, just nasty, brother. Just
she
nasty.
She had the plan B, no pregnancy.
No, for real. No, 100%, man. That shit was rough. You guys got a favorite sneaker moment?
In history or of mine?
Of yours. Like, you just wore some, like, yeah, I'm stepping on these niggas today.
When I got my CDP 11s.
I still have that pair.
People be like, yo, you
I ain't gonna lie.
11s that came out? Nah, I be like, hold on, let me take off the shoe and show you the insole, show you the date on the inside.
Unusual, bucko. You act
like, I'm different. I'm not you.
For me, I ain't gonna lie, there's a lot, but I'll say the Space Jams in 2010, right? Yeah, 2010.
That's my grail. I don't got
that. 09. But that year, that next year was 2010 because I remember when I came back to school is when I wore them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the beginning of the whole sneaker hype thing?
I think Concords is what went. Like, people was probably online for Space Jams, but the Concords is what went crazy. Because, women wanted them, kids wanted them, people in their 40s, 50s wanted them. Like, It was crazy. Everybody wanted the Concords.
It was a weird era because it was between the Concords and remember them Supreme Phone Posits that dropped?
Yeah.
It was one of them shoes that ruined sneakers forever.
That and them Galaxy Foams. I remember seeing a minivan pull up.
That's the greatest. Yeah. That might be the most high release ever, bro. Like
them Galaxy Foams. Yeah, they said that shit was gonna be worth as much as them Yeezys, bro. Like Nike, crazy.
Put his car up, nigga. Put his car up for he swapped his car out for a pair of Galaxies.
Crazy, yeah, I remember that. Now them shits is only worth like under close to 1,000, if that.
Yeah, right. Exactly, man.
That's a crazy, dang. That shit shot up like Bitcoin.
No, for real. That might be the most craziest release ever.
That shit, you know what that was? That was like the. We wasn't even really like paying attention around that time to like the market and stuff, but that's like the .com bubble. That shit went up. And then a couple months went by and the shit just went right back. Nobody really cared. Galaxy Foams, I say after like 2-3 years, I'm shit was just done. Like nobody paid attention. Even though phones were still hot, but
Yeah, nobody really cared after that. And then like you think that came out same weekend as the Big Bang LeBron's, like
nigga. That was a crazy All-Star weekend. Was crazy.
I had to cop the Big Bangs. They recently retro, and I got those in the
crib. Yeah,
those bro. Those are probably one of the best.
It was cold that night. It was OD cold. That release, bro, for the All-Star shits. Like I was online. No. That wasn't the year. It was in New York.
It was in Houston. Houston.
It was probably in Houston. Cause that was 20. That was 20. What, 13 or 14?
I don't know.
Was it? It might have been like
on the Heat. So it
might
have been like.
13, it might have been 2012 or 2013. It might have been 2012.
Yeah,
it might that be. Was the year Derrick Rose wasn't dancing.
Oh yeah, y'all niggas wilding. Derrick
Rose, man. Shout out to Derrick Rose. He need to go out gracefully, man.
I think he is, man. He chilling, man.
He chilling on the Knicks. He chilling on that bench.
Yeah.
He got a lifetime contract with Adidas, nigga. Like, he cooling, man.
He good.
Shout out to
D-Rose,
man.
Oh, D-Rose, man. I'm happy to see you. You know what I mean? He was good on that Math Hoffa's podcast. That was a really good episode.
I got to listen to that.
Yeah, that shit was good. He's saying a lot of wild shit. I ain't never heard the nigga speak, so I'm like, oh, damn, this nigga talking, boy? He sound like that? But yeah. Shout out to my Chicago niggas. But I'm trying to think. But Burns, what's your that sneaker moment? You was like,
It was the Space Jams. You feel me? Yeah. I got them. I remember like shout out to my boy Nate. Me and Nate went to Finish Line. Somebody we knew worked there. And they was like, you should have been here at 8 o'clock. It's like 1 p.m. We sold out. I'm like, damn. So you feel me? Shout out to Street Gear. Moms went there. Mom went to Street Gear by me. And dude was like, yo, we gonna get another shipment in a week or two, or whatever. So my mom, I called them in like a week or two. They was like, yeah, we got it. So my mom went, got my pair. I had practice. So my mom went and got my pair, and I was just waiting to come back to school to wear them shits. And I wore them. I definitely wore them too.
Hard.
And then, I sold them a couple years later. Like, I probably sold them like around 2015. Man. And I thought I would miss them, but I don't. I'm going to get another pair, but I mean, they dropped again, right? In 2016. Yeah. I sold them, and then like 2 years later, they came out again. Mm. So I'm going to get a pair again.
I don't really be seeing niggas in 11s anymore, bro.
Exactly. It's still because people, we dress different now. Well, the style has changed, so. Right. But I'm a, you feel me?
Them 11s, different.
Them Carhartt pants gonna come over the 11s. They gonna roll. You feel me? They gonna lay over the 11s.
They gonna sit nice. Fact. They gonna sit nice
for the summer get warm. I mean, for the weather get warm.
Nah, for real. I think mine is, niggas know I'm an SB nigga all the way. So like,
shout out to SBs.
Or
SB nigga all the way. So like,
real ones know. If
right.
you know,
yeah, right?
Yeah, real ones before Travis ruined it. I still hate word. The nigga for that too. I'm gonna let niggas know
the soul collector days.
Yeah, come on.
What
bro. Nike talk?
The CCS.
The CCS. That's oh, a, damn. That is a shout out to Baker, Flip, Alien, yeah. And Workshop.
Yeah, facts.
Real
facts.
Thrashers. No.
Facts. All my Long Island niggas, you know about Pose in New York, nigga. You know about
extra butter before it got to LES.
Yeah, facts. Rockville sent an extra butter. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Nah, so I was going to school and I got my favorite SBs, the Goofy Boy SBs, man.
Ooh, the Miz with the strap.
Oh, I still got them, Jones, too. I still got them, Jones. But, yeah, man, I came to school and niggas was like, yo, what are those, nigga? I'm like, don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. Yeah, because that's when niggas was phoned out crazy and all that kind of shit. And I was like, nah, I'm going to go different with it. There was only a few niggas on the SB shit like back then. Like, shout out to my nigga Allen. Like,
bro, it's like $1,000 shoe now. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, I still got it. This shit is sitting in my closet right now. I'm looking at them.
Yeah, you might have to bring that out, my boy.
Yeah, low key, yeah. But yeah, shout out to the Goofy Boy SBs, man. But shout out to SBs in general. They carry me through high school.
Same.
One of my favorite shoes ever. But so Donnie, can you talk about your podcasting thing? What made you get into podcasting? What made you want to jump into the arena?
So I've had the idea from when I graduated in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea was posed to me. It was like, yo, you really live like a funny life. Like your everyday moments is just funny. Like, right, I told somebody I tripped over a fiend in high school, and it was just like, why are you not recording?
No, that is a funny walk home, son.
I shit you not, I tripped over a fiend. But
nah, that's funny as shit.
And when they explain that story, it was just like, yo, why don't you just try to get into the podcast market? Mind you, I'm fresh out of high school, so I don't know shit about shit. All I knew was games and getting to college.
No, yeah. For real.
So it stuck with me for several years, and then it came back up one day while I was at work. And I think it, who was it? Was it Jerry? Shout out to Jerry. I feel like it was Jerry.
And I was, it could be. I was gonna say maybe Big Mike, but I don't know. So
Big Mike, yeah, to, Big Mike too.
Shout out to Big Mike. Shout out to the whole shipping, man.
Shout out to what y'all call that stuff? Boy. Shiplomats?
Supermax is crazy.
Supermax, shout out to the Basement Boys. Shout out to
Word.
Supermax, man. But
Basement Boys.
I think Jerry and Big Mike, they came to me. They was like, yo, you mad funny. You talk about a lot of shit. Why don't you just start a podcast? And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start the groundwork here. I'm going to start planning this shit out. I'm going to work with people. Shout out to Sean. He did my logo for my podcast.
Word.
We got to work together again. I need a new logo. But yeah, I set the groundwork, and then the pandemic started. The quarantine happened.
Right.
So yeah.
The first one, like the original, the OG
the original quarantine with, because I did a big time skip. I did a huge time skip. Mm. The idea was set in high school, but I got to work, and this was like, when did the quarantine happen? Like 2020, 2019-ish?
2020, yeah.
Yeah, 2020. So that happened. And I didn't even start the podcast then. Which would have been the perfect time, but I didn't have the equipment to actually start that shit.
Right, right.
So coming out of the quarantine, I had mad money saved up. I bought a fucking bike during the quarantine. Wasted money.
Just like everybody's doing unnecessary purchases during that whole shit.
The fucking, mind you, I never got a Stimmy check. I never got a Stimmy.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I never got a Stimmy. But I never got the Stimmy. So this was all money saved up. My job was paying me. Shout out to them for paying me during the quarantine while I was sitting at home on my ass binge watching anime. But I bought the Rodecaster Pro, and I said, now I definitely got to do a podcast because thanks. I spent $600 on this shit.
A whole heap of money on this shit. Yeah.
I spent $600 on this shit. So now we about to get this shit on and popping.
Right.
And in 2021, I think I put out the pilot episode. It's called The Stewardess. Not the pilot, The Stewardess.
Uh-huh.
Don't let that fly over your head.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas didn't get that. I know a lot
triple
of niggas.
Triple entendres out this motherfucker. But
niggas said, think on this.
But yeah, I put that out. And since then, you know, it's been magic.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Been fun.
Yeah, you're doing an amazing job. I want to give you your flowers real quick, man. You're doing a great job with that, man.
Thank you.
huge fan of your podcast and your work, man. You already know that, bro.
And you're doing it solo. So that definitely
it's difficult.
That's a lot of work right there.
It's not easy.
It definitely is. But it's like, you know, I have my friends tap in from time to time. Shout out to the group chat. We call ourselves the collective. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. I love how every nigga group chat got a different name. I'm in one called the Nation of Islam. Like,
Shout out to them. I know them people.
Our group chat name changes like damn near every 2 weeks. Like last week, we were the offenders. Well, not even we. Let me not say we. They. Because I'm not no offender. I'm not trying to offend nobody.
right. I come
before in peace. Before then, we were what the fuck? Oh, it was this one. Shout out to Kerwin. He sent a photo in the group chat, and it was him in like a business suit, but he looked like he worked at a law firm.
Nigga had a public defender suit on.
We called ourselves. The group chat name was Nurse, Law, and Attorney.
Oh, my God.
And his picture was the cover photo.
That's OD.
But, yeah, man, shout-outs to the group chat. Shout-outs to all y'all. Shout-outs to Kerwin, Devontae, Taryn, Delilah, Paul. Shout-outs my man, Colt Call. He's a singer. He got some dope-ass music on. Go listen to that.
Yeah, yes, sir. Go check that out, man.
Shout-outs to Courtney, Neil. I love all y'all, man.
That's love. Shout out to them. Shout out to all them folks, man. Yo, I got to ask you about the Liv Morgan thing. How cool was the whole sneaker shopping joint, man? Were you nervous?
That boy was cheesing. Cheesing.
Ear to ear, G.
Word.
So let me paint the picture for y'all, right? They tell us who's going to do the sneaker shopping like 2 weeks before they even come through.
Yeah.
So normally I work in the basement. I work.
Stuff. So you know he made sure to get a cut.
So
cut. That was a clean fit. That boy was stepping.
Listen, so I'm gonna wear this.
I'm gonna go with this.
So I'm not even trying to do these sneaker shopping episodes. They just let us know. They let us know what sneakers need to be ready for the talent and all that. So we having a meeting about it. They say, somebody from the WWE is coming. Mind you, we did a WWE shoot before. We didn't have Shane. Who did we have?
Edge?
Nah, we didn't have Edge. We had Enzo. I think we had Enzo.
Probably Enzo, yeah.
Yeah, when he was with WWE, we had Enzo. So I was like, I'm not even really fiending for Enzo. And we had CM Punk.
Yeah, Punk, yeah. That was funny.
Rob did that one. Shout out to Rob.
Yeah, shout out to Rob.
Rob got CM Punk right. But
yeah, he did.
So they had the meeting and they was like, yeah, WWE superstars coming. So I was like, I asked in the meeting, I said, yo, who is it? It said a Liv Morgan. I said, hold on. I said, stop the brakes.
Put my name down, brother.
I said, stop the presses. I said, now is my time because shout outs to Liv Morgan again. I said, now's my time because I tweeted out a while ago. I said, this is now a Liv Morgan stan account.
Right. I remember that, yeah.
When that happened, I was just like, all right, Liv Morgan's on top. She's the best.
Is that usually how they get chose? Like, I don't get, I mean, I go too much detail into the whole business.
I think it was because she had just won the SmackDown Championship.
Right. Okay.
So she was in there. She had the belt on her too and all that. But
oh, that's hard.
They selected her. They said she was coming through. I said, all right, I don't care about any of these sales floor niggas. I said, it's me. I said, it's my time. I got a record basement. I said, y'all not doing this. I said, I'm pulling rank here. I said, I'm the manager. I'm pulling rank. It's me. I said, it's me now. And then we get to the day of the shoot. She pull up. By the way, she's mad nice. I've always heard that about her.
I heard she's mad cool. Like,
she could be one of the homies. Like,
yeah.
I would hang out with her.
Right.
For real. But she's one of the nicest people ever. And when we did the episode, she was just like in between shoots. Cause if you watch the video when I'm grabbing the shoes and all that the shoes and stuff is ready already for her.
Yeah.
She done tried the shoes on and all that. We just had to shoot it just for the camera to make it look nice.
But yeah, she already knew what shoes she was gonna put down and all that.
Yeah. So we did that, and we having a conversation. She's like, oh, how do you like these shoes? Do these shoes look good? And I was just getting her right in between the shoots. So I was like, yeah, you might want to get these, all this stuff. She bought the Travis's. She bought the Warriors, and she wore them on the show. So I was like, and when she wore them on the show, I tweet out the what's the home? What movie is that with the dude pointing?
Dude pointing. I'm trying.
My god! I forgot what movie that is.
Damn.
He got on a green shirt. Fuck.
Oh no.
Damn. I'm gonna tweet it out later. But I always tweet that, and I'll be like, look, I hooked up with those.
Oh, that's the Tom Cruise, Leonardo Jones.
Yes. That one. I always tweet that gif. I always tweet that gif, and I'll be like, look, I did that.
Look, but, that's me.
Yeah, man, she left. We exchanged information, and she just a homie, man.
Yeah, that's cool, man. She seemed like chill people, man.
She's real down to earth. Like, she's super cool.
How is it when they're shooting those things? Is it like, I'm sure they shut down the store, but is it like super hectic for you guys? Like, you know?
Nah, not really. It's like, for me, I'm in the basement, so I don't really see the stuff. It's just like the matter of them calling up the shoes and we just bringing it up.
Nine times
out of ten, we don't care about it unless it's like somebody that one of us really cares about. For me, I don't even get starstruck anymore. I met fucking Jay-Z.
The Lupita moment.
Like, I'm not starstruck.
Lupita moment was the best. Yeah. That was really it. Because Lupita is just a goddess. Like, and she pulled up twice. So the first time she came downstairs to the basement. You feel me? Had to do her thing in the basement, whatever. She said what up to everybody. She just glowed as she came down the steps. I had to stop working. That's how beautiful she was. I was typing up shit. I said, Fresco, yo, we got a guest. I said, that's not a guest, bro. That's a goddess. Watch
your mouth. Respect her.
But it's not really hectic. Like, you got to get somebody that's like really worth it. The most hectic it got was when Meek Mill came through. Yeah. But he didn't do the sneaker shopping with us. He just came through. We had to shut down the store, and then people was outside. Yeah. His limo was there and all that stuff.
Yeah, because he pulled up. Yeah, he kind of, it's not his fault, but he kind of like OD'd because you're going to pull up right in front of the store with the, you know, but as you should, you feel me? You know, and then the Travis Scott, because of the Rolling Loud weekend.
But
it was quick. Travis did it smooth. Like, we bringing up boxes because we delivering shoes and stuff to the truck. Mm-hmm. Trucks got to make a delivery and everything. Mm-hmm. And I see like 3-4 dudes come behind me and just walk through security. I'm like, yo, I'm talking to Reef. Like, yo, you're not going, there's mad people. I'm like, you're not going to stop. He's like, nah, look. And I was like, oh, that's Travis. Like, he went to go pick up that he went to go pick up the uncles, the dunks.
Yeah.
The SBs. Yeah. So he was in and out, but I know mad people was like, Travis Scott, Trevor. But he got in and out before it got real crazy.
Yeah.
So that could have went left. You know how
somebody's mom came up to me, was like, who is that? I was like, oh, Travis Scott. I was like, it's Travis Scott. She's like, damn, like this. My son has such a fascination with him. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's like it's an obsession. I was like, well, he's kind of a superstar. He's an artist, you know. He's
popular. Like, yeah.
he was probably like, mom, look. Like,
that's normally how it goes. There,
yeah. Can't knock him for it.
Like, for me, once I met Jay-Z, so it was like, once I did that, it was like, everybody else is just average. No,
yeah, don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not everybody gets young. So
yeah, yeah.
Nah, that's real, what's up. Man. Yo, you got anything you want to leave people with, man, Donnie? Before we get up out of here.
Oh man,
give them your info. Tell them where to follow you. Give them all that good stuff, man.
So my Instagram account is private, but you can follow me at Donnie Fails. It's private because, you feel me, people are crazy out here, and they might stalk. They stalkers out here and shit. So I screen all my followers.
That's real. I'm with you. My account's like that now too.
Follow me at Donnie Fails on my Twitter's public though. So if you see some crazy tweets, bury me in my tweets. I'm willing to fight those. Speaking of tweets, I blew up off a tweet and then it got taken away. Like, my Twitter got packed up.
But, oh yeah, we know about that moment. Yeah. Yeah. We know about that.
At Donnie Fails on both Instagram.
Dave Robinson tweet.
That was crazy. That was a wild tweet. I ain't gonna hold you.
That was during the we was back outside at that time though, right? Yeah. That was like right at the end of 2020.
Yeah. That was the Jake Paul.
That was like October. Yeah. That was like September, October of 2020.
Oh. You can follow my Instagram page, DonnieFailedPod_. And yeah, go listen to Donnie's Failed Attempts.
Yeah, at man.
A podcast. Yes, please give it a listen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Donnie, for coming on. We appreciate you. And you know, we got nothing but love for you over here, bro.
You're welcome to come back, my brother.
Anytime.
Shout out to y'all too. Thank y'all. Y'all, this podcast is amazing. I love it. I listen to
appreciate it.
Y'all need to be. Y'all need to put out more episodes, man.
Yo, I know it's. You know what it is, man. It's, I'm gonna say it off the air, but yeah, you know, we just time. You know, we breaking our backs out here, man.
Of course. I listen. I understand the podcast grind now, though.
Yeah. Welcome to it, brother.
It's not easy.
House calls SSID, man. We holler at you guys next time.
Yes, sir.